Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Gator Framework Studio in Music City. It's the Dining at Disney podcast.
Another thing about good food, it brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney park enthusiast, foodie, travel expert, and looking for another adventure.
Looking for another adventure?
Yeah.
What kind of adventure?
I don't know.
In the great white somewhere.
I need an adventure.
I need an adventure.
Shall I take you on an adventure? The kids will have to come with us, though. I'm Al John.
I'm thinking more of like some kind of adult adventure that includes beverages for 21 and up.
Oh, you want to go on another cruise? That's what you're saying?
That's I didn't say that.
No, that could be an adventure.
It could.
I'm Al John, and I also am looking for adventures out there. Anyway, also lifelong Marvel, Disney, Star Wars fan, love the theme parks, love Disney food, and also a part-time adventurer. Whenever she wants to go on an adventure, we'll go. Seriously. Why don't we just go on like a little, like a five-hour adventure? Can we do that? We'll drop the kids off. And we'll go on a little adventure. You need a break.
I want to go to like a food and drink festival kind of thing.
She needs me time, Kat. She deserves it. She does deserve it. She can go do the food and wine
all by myself. Fork,
all by yourself. No, really, you can if you want. I'll stay home with the kids. You go ahead and do your iron fork in Nashville and enjoy yourself. I'm sorry. Let's introduce Kat, and then we can continue on.
Kat.
I'm Kat. Experiential producer, film historian, amiga, cheetah. Welcome to the show. If you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and click the notification bell. Today, we're talking about how Kristen needs to go on a vacation.
It's not even a vacation. I just need some time for my brain to like, just decompress or something.
You know, yes. Everybody needs a little time away. I heard you say. Anyway, we do need some time away. And and it is. It's good. You need to take time for your mental health. You need to take time. Treat yourself right. If that means this weekend having me watch the kids, you go off and do your Starbucks adventure, that's completely cool. Like, whatever you need to do, it's important to take care of you, because I know that at one point I'm going to need it and you're going to take care of me. So it'll be just fine. It will be just fine. Right?
I love it.
Hey, everybody needs a mental health break.
Truth.
I mean, that's
next
one
month.
Next month?
Yep, because I already know when I'm going to need it.
I was going to say, you're going to make it to that long? I mean, look. You know, if it's gotten to the point where we're talking about on the podcast, you know, you probably need to reexamine your priorities.
I'm sure there are plenty of other moms out there that have two little ones that are very close in age or even more. I've met a lady once who had five children under the age of five.
Woof.
Yeah. I'm tired just hearing that sentence.
But I mean, you know,
two sets of twins.
Yes. It's you know, for the uninitiated, thank you if you've just found this show. We do talk about Disney food, but eventually we'll get there. But you know, we during the pandemic we ended up being foster parents, and then a year ago, more than a year ago, we ended up adopting these two wonderful kids. They're full of energy, so much so that they just require a lot. They just require a lot. They're cute. They can be very cute. Kat knows this firsthand.
They are very cute.
They are a handful.
Oh, she actually asked to be on the podcast.
I know, you told me.
Oh yeah. My goodness. Yeah, the thing is that they have a bedtime. We record late so that we can record these podcasts that we do, and so we record late. But
get her to record like a like and subscribe, and we'll put it as a bumper.
Oh my gosh, yes. I think you're right. I think that's right. We'll have to do it during the day. It's like, you want to be on the podcast, record into daddy's phone.
Yes.
Or come upstairs and record into the computer.
Oh, she would love
She would love to come up here.
Yeah, she doesn't that would
come,
be so cute.
She doesn't come up here in the studio for good reason, because there's a lot of stuff here if we turn around that could break, you know, whether it's my guitar collection or this. So this is the Fortress of Solitude.
All these things.
Yes.
Lots to get into.
Lots to get into. It's like, ooh, I like pop vinyls. Yeah, sure. But anyway, yeah, one of these days you'll hear Boo. We call our kids Boo and Jack Jack. That's our code names for this program. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we have a lot of stuff to get into today, don't we, Kat?
We do. We have a couple of foodie guides to talk about today, but first, Sanaa, one of our favorite restaurants.
Oh, yes.
Favorite restaurant of the show. Has some new desserts.
Nice.
They are available at lunch and dinner. And they are as follows. The Giraffe Tower Mousse for $12. It's banana cake, peanut butter mousse, banana mousse, and caramel with Tanzanian peanut brittle crunch.
Mm.
It looks very good.
Oh, yeah.
I like how they kind of spray the cocoa on it, mm-hmm, with the spot.
Make it look like a giraffe. Giraffe. I love it.
Brilliant.
The Black Sesame Sundae, which is $10, is black sesame ice cream, roasted spiced pineapple, tea caramel, milk crumble, and raspberry crisps.
You had me at roasted spiced pineapple.
Yeah, I know. Black sesame ice cream. Yes, please.
Yeah, that looks really cool.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that,
Next up is Wildebeest Wildebeest for $11. It is a flourless chocolate cake with milk chocolate custard and chocolate fudge coated cocoa nibs.
That looks good.
It's so art. It's like little art pieces. I love it so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This next one is one of my favorite animals to see on the preserve. The Ancoli cake is $11. It's spiced chocolate cake featuring a baobab curd, coconut gel, meringue horns, and star African rum macerated citrus.
They use antlers in all their decorating.
And how. And, of course, for the kiddos, aww, Timon Grubs for $3.25. It is a banana pastry cream, whipped cream, sliced bananas, graham cracker bugs, gummy worms, and chocolate rocks.
That's cute.
So, three hip hoorays for Sanaa for doing amazing. Not only they look amazing, they sound amazing, and they're priced amazing as well. Very accessible desserts. I mean, the Timon Grubs for the kids, that's unheard of. That's awesome that they have like a under $4 dessert for the kids that they can just gobble up.
Absolutely.
So three cheers for Sanaa, one of our favorite places, just keeps on getting better.
It's the best. Go get some bread service and try one of these desserts. They are available now.
At these prices, try them all.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Awesome. Good stuff there.
Yes. Those look delicious.
Yes, they do. Oh, is it time for that? Are you going to move it? You're going to move it?
Yeah.
Okay. You call the shots, girl.
Okay.
Whatever you want to do. Disney. She's like moving the stories around. I'm like, okay.
I just work here. It's fine.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay. So they just had over at Disneyland, they do the After Darks.
Hard ticket.
Different themes. And they did, for the first time ever, did the Disney Channel night. Which I'm hoping we see this come back again, because it appears to have been a huge hit.
Would you, Disney bound for that night, gang? For Disney Channel night?
What are we
do? Yeah.
Sure, why not?
What would you dress up as? I have an idea. Especially if we took the kids. Bluey. The Disney bound is the Bluey family.
Yeah. But that's not what I think of. What really, when I think of like this, I'm thinking more of what comes to mind is like, but I'm thinking like, I guess, older Disney Channel.
Like Hannah Montana.
So, yes.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking of Go Wildcats.
Oh.
Yes. What team? Hello.
Well, we could always dress up like the Descendants. That would be pretty cool.
Some people did that.
Well, I bet they did. Uh-huh. And why
and
not?
Mickey was in his Wildcats jersey.
Awesome. That's
pretty dope. I like that.
Yeah.
Camp Rock. Sick. That's another thing that comes to my
Camp
mind.
Camp Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good luck, Charlie.
Good luck, Charlie. Well, I
Dog
mean, it's hard to,
blog.
Hard to Disney bound as some
that's
of those.
So but Raven.
You're going to name all the shows? You're going to name them all?
That's what I'm naming.
Go.
What's my mind.
Wizard of Waverly Place.
Oh, yeah.
Lab Rats.
Like I said earlier, Cheetah Girls.
Cheetah Girls. That's right.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. What I said, that's one. Right, but I was trying to think of.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
Yes.
Or you can go super old school and go with the Mickey Mouse Club.
True.
Original MMC.
Yeah. There you go. You know? Or you can do like Gummy Bears and do the Disney Afternoon.
They had a little photo op there. Last night, as we're recording this, it was yesterday, but they had a photo op for the Disney Afternoon with Rescue Rangers and
yes.
Kim Possible and Ron Stoppable were both there.
That's awesome.
And I'm pretty sure that, you know, Mickey and his power line, or Max Goof and his power line costume were there.
Yeah, well, that's pretty awesome. They have Max Goof and power line and just everybody there. That's awesome. You know,
but they also had some food.
Yes, which is what we're talking about, is the delicious food that they had offered.
And I love the fact that they have all these specialty snacks. You want me to name some?
Sure. I'll let you start off. We'll go through the whole menu of what they had for offerings.
Okay. They have got some churros, y'all. And you can get the chocolate peanut butter churro. They had it over at the castle. Critter Country, New Orleans Square, Tomorrowland, all those churro carts. They also had banana pudding dipping sauce available as well at the churro carts, along with raspberry and coconut pretzel at the Tomorrowland pretzel
cart.
That
sounds interesting.
Interesting, yeah.
Great. What's going on over there at Main Street? What happened at Main Street? Kat?
Jolly Holiday Bakery Cafe happened on Main Street.
Yeah.
And they have a cookies and cream whoopie pie.
Whoopie.
Which sounds delicious. But really, this is what I'm in town for. The Little Red Wagon had an elote loaded corn dog.
Whoa.
I want that.
Wow.
It would kill me, but I would eat it.
It would kill you. It's good.
It would. I'd die right. It'd be okay.
It'd be the last thing.
I lived a good life. It's okay.
And her tombstone read, "The last thing I ate, elote loaded corn dog."
She loved her life.
May she rest in peace. That'll be your tombstone there in the Haunted Mansion.
I love it. It's perfect. I love it. The Plaza Inn is staying open until 10 p.m. and will be serving ranch seasoned chicken tenders and ice pop punch.
Ooh.
Refreshment Corner is serving a tsunami dog. I don't know what that means.
Tsunami dog.
But it's a whale of a tail, I'm sure. Kristen, what's happening in New Orleans Square?
Over at Cafe Orleans, their last seating is 11:30, and they have a school lunch-inspired prefix menu. Over at Mint Julep Bar, they have the Bouncing Berry Beignets.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Go back to Cafe Orleans. So it's a school lunch-inspired prefix. So Do you think they have Sloppy Joe's and cardboard pizza?
I'm trying to zoom in on this picture.
Yeah.
It looks like some form of tater tots with something on it. At least one cookie. Fritters of some kind.
Oh, yeah.
There's a pizza.
Yeah, if this is just like slices of lunch meat, I'm going to be real annoyed. But that's what it looks like. And then like a salad.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's served in a lunch tray.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Why not? That's fine. It's fine. It could be, you know what? It could be like the finest charcuterie you've ever had, Kat.
I hope so. Served on that plate, it's either got to be the finest charcuterie in the land or scrapple. And either way, I'd be okay with it.
Okay. So where are we at?
Royal Street Veranda has the Salisbury Steak Fritters. Over in Frontierland, the Golden Horseshoe has loaded dino nuggies.
Nuggies. Nice.
You know, the thing is, those things are like super cheap at the grocery store. You know,
yes,
like,
they are.
I mean, we've bought those.
We have?
Yes.
Okay.
We've had
they're the just chicken nuggets shaped like dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Smothered in ranch and cheese and nonsense.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what that is. Oh, okay. All right, kiddos, have at it with the loaded dino nugs.
So Riverbell Terrace does a last seating at 10:30, and they have the hearty Southern cuisine, the Supernova Sunday, and the Berry Wine Cooler, which is alcoholic. And at Stage Door Cafe, they also have the loaded dino nuggies and a chocolate brownie funnel cake.
I feel like I know the Disney Channel theme is basically a bunch of like kicked up kids food. This is what they're doing, isn't it?
Yes, it's just a throwback.
It's throwback to like after school.
Yeah.
And such. Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
Okay, Critter Country.
Okay. So Hungry Bear, they've got the Lion Cub Grub, the Dingleberry Funnel Cake, and the Gummy Berry Juice.
So, I like the gummy berry juice. That
sure, it's got
so
a bunch
cool
of gummy bears in there with, you know. That's
oh,
cool.
Yeah. Looks like whipped cream.
And like
a
smoothie.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's fine. It's purple. It's gummy berry.
Uh-huh.
Over at Fantasyland, they have Red Rose Tavern, the mini banana burritos, which I'm sure are kind of like banana
lumpia.
Lumpia. Yes. I was going to say, I totally had a Filipino brain fart, y'all.
And how is that different from another type of brain fart?
Because I'm Filipino.
Oh, okay.
Tropical banana punch. And then over at Mickey's Toontown at Cafe Daisy, they have the campfire nachos, campfire donut skewer, and s'mores cold brew.
Mm.
Yeah, that sounds good. Tomorrowland at the Galactic Grill, they have the Salisbury Steak Burger. And that's completely Lunch Ladyland. And also the gummy berry juice slush. So, okay. Sounds good. Interesting.
Hmm.
All right, Kat. Oh,
that's
no,
it.
That's it.
That's it.
You know,
I do
like how they print out the guides in full color so you can see exactly what you're going to get into.
Yeah.
And you're not disappointed. It's like, this is what you're going to get. So don't be disappointed if it, you know, I don't know.
So don't be disappointed.
Don't be disappointed. You know, so. I don't know. I don't think I'd be disappointed, you know. No. It's Disney. Right? Why not? Hey, gang, by the way, I know people are looking at this time going, I'm getting ready to plan my trip. I know my friends at work are like, my friend Jameson, he's probably listening to this podcast, he and his wife, because we ran into them not too long ago, and he was just talking and touting about, man, Aljon and his wife, Their podcast has got tons of tips and tricks. Like, sweet, man. Thanks. You're hired. Thanks. But everyone's planning their trip, so you need to go ahead and take the worry out of your trip planning and book with Kristen at the themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. She is going to be able to set you up with great deals when new deals are released for your next Walt Disney World, your Disneyland, Universal, every cruise line known to man, including Disney, and of course, Adventures by Disney. Take the entire family, save time and money. Kristen, what is the deal for this week?
Well, if you are looking to head to Walt Disney World later this month, as of March 25th through July 7th, you can save up to 30% on rooms at select Disney Resort hotels, and that's going to be when you stay 5 consecutive nights or longer. And if you don't want to stay that long, you're looking for 4 or less, you can save up to 25%. So shorter stays, you still can get a discount. It's just not going to be 30% off. And of course, there's other deals going on besides like Disney World and Disneyland, Disney in general.
There you
because
go.
Universal's got deals, big cruise lines, even the river cruises, they've got deals. Like, everybody's got deals. So whether you're even planning for like now or you're planning, you know, like my family is already looking into 2026 for planning their trip.
It's great.
Reach out to me.
Well, it's great because A, you get to lock in a great rate for your trip. And if there is, you know, deals to be had closer to your trip as you disembark, you can apply those things and then get some money back, which is great. So it's a win-win. It's a win-win. Once again, how can people book their vacation with you, Kristen?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
And let them know this podcast sent you, please.
Yes, let me know you listen.
Yes. All right. Last bit.
It's another foodie guide.
Whoa.
A shock.
Shocker. Good news is this is for a place.
We talked about this place opening back up.
Yes. We talked about 1900 Park Fair.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the crown jewels of the Grand California Resort and Spa.
No, of the Grand Floridian Resort
and
Spa.
What did I say? Did I say Grand Californian?
Again, yes, you did.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, man. Yes.
Okay.
He just wants to come and visit me.
I do. I want to come visit Kat. Kat, please, can I come over and stay under your bed, please?
Yes.
I won't be weird, I promise. I'll just get rid of all of the dust bunnies.
It's okay.
That just sounded weird. I don't know. I'm losing my mind. Right.
But since Kat does know that we are talking about the Grand Floridian Resort and Spa.
I just creeped everybody out with that comment. That was so strange.
Yeah. I got a futon. It's fine.
Yeah, that's right.
You'll have to fight my dad for it because he's threatening to come move in with me too. So.
Oh, no, no. I won't fight your dad. Your dad can have the futon, man. It's cool. I'll just hang out. I'll just be in the kitchen.
I got a big kitchen, so it's okay.
There you go. Sweet.
Okay, Kat, 1900 Park Fair breakfast.
Yes. Before we get into this breakfast, I do need to mention, because last time we talked about this, I kind of poo-pooed the fact that Mary Poppins not going to be there anymore. But in this new update, it says that Princess Tiana is going to be in her new Bayou Adventure outfit.
Wow.
Seeing kids and guests and whoever in the dining room. So that I take back everything I said. I can't wait to see what she looks like.
Oh, that's awesome. We love
It doesn't mean you can't still miss Mary Poppins.
Oh, well, of course I miss Mary Poppins, but you know, I'm not going to poo-poo anymore. I will embrace. Okay.
Right.
Breakfast over at 1900 Park Fair. This is a smattering. It's not everything. It's not limited to this. And of course, as with most buffets, all menu items are subject to change and availability. Bread pudding with vanilla creme anglaise, Aldron.
Oof.
Donut hole tossed with shimmer.
Yes.
Grand Floridian strawberry soup, a staple with fresh strawberries and whipped cream.
So glad they didn't get rid of it.
Me too.
Yeah.
A plant-based double chocolate muffin, guava and cream cheese Danish, cinnamon pull-apart bread,
ooh,
beef and potato hash, classic eggs Benedict with hollandaise sauce, carved ham, croissant bread pizza. That sounds interesting. Smoked salmon, cheesy potato casserole, spiced tofu scramble with vegetables, also plant-based, and of course an assortment of fruit, cereals, pastries, breads, and other plant-based options. And I will insert my disclaimer that they usually have a menu with other allergies highlighted, and if they don't, please ask.
I do have to say that the croissant pizza, you thought when I bought croissants to make pizza for the kids, you thought that was weird. So clearly it's not that weird. I did that like a few months back and Alton was like, what? Why? It's like,
sounds good to me.
Because that just seemed at the time like a good idea.
Well, it is breakfast pizza, not like normal pizza, but okay. It's fine.
Whatever.
It's fine. I didn't have a problem with it. I ate it just fine.
You did, but you still thought it was weird.
Okay. I stand corrected. It's not weird.
You know what else isn't weird? Dinner. Aljon, tell me about it.
Great. All you care to enjoy dinner with an array of delicious dishes, such as the peel and shrimp with cocktail sauce. Peel and eat shrimp.
Okay.
With cocktail sauce. You also have a Tiana's gumbo with spicy andouille sausage.
That looks delicious.
Pink salmon with saffron lemon butter. Okay, I'm done with that. Mm-hmm. The prime rib station, curry roasted chicken, roasted garlic sausage with tomatoes, herbs, and braised cabbage. You also have the porchetta with hunter sauce, couscous salad with dried fruits, almonds, mint, and parsley. Chris, that's right up your alley. You love couscous. Also, sun-dried tomato, and rosemary focaccia, mashed potatoes, green beans, and glazed carrots. So, sounds like a great dinner to me. Down with that. And then, of course, there are a great accompaniment of pictures to go along with this guy.
Oh, boy, that looks good. You're missing desserts.
Yes, desserts. Tons of desserts. Kristen, take us away.
Okay, so they have the strawberry soup we mentioned before. There's also the Grand Floridian Fancier, the almond cake with sea salt caramel and toasted meringue, which sounds amazing.
Looks good.
Toasted coconut cake with passion fruit custard and hibiscus cream, and it is plant-based. The lemon blueberry cheesecake. Vanilla cupcake, which is cute. It's got little gold stars on it. The fudge brownie with triple chocolate mousse. For beverages, they have a variety of soft drinks. They also have a selection of crafted beverages, alcoholic as well as non-alcoholic, for an additional charge. Some of those include the lavender lemonade, a Minute Maid premium lemonade with flavor of lavender, non-alcoholic. So Many Wishes, pomegranate green tea, hibiscus, lemon, and a dash of stardust. That is non-alcoholic. The passion fruit daiquiri, Diplomatico Planas Extra Años Blanco rum, Aperol liqueur, passion fruit, vanilla, and lime. The strawberry rosé spritz. I'm not even going to bother. It's rosé with Rocky's Botanical Liqueur, Tito's Handmade,
right?
Vodka, and strawberry.
Is that pronounced Lafite or Lafite?
Okay.
Sure.
I was going to try, but then I was like, I don't want to. I mess up enough.
Hey, it's going to taste good, y'all. Everybody loves a strawberry rosé spritz. You know what rosé is? You know what a strawberry is? You know what a spritz is? Enjoy.
Covered.
I think it sounds like it's good. That drink would be delicious.
Yeah, I would like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Put Tito's in it. It's good.
Well, Kat and I both like spritzes.
Yeah,
I do love a good spritz.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very, very refreshing. Looks and sounds like it.
Gotta have bubbles. If it doesn't have bubbles, I don't want it.
It's bubbly. Well, that's cool. I like what I see and like what I hear in terms of a 1900 Park Fair's menu. And I have to say, the dessert station looks awesome. The well needed refresh. I mean, it's taken so long since the Pandy came and went, and I'm just glad that now it's open, fully functional, operational with the new menu that I stand behind. I stand behind this menu, y'all. Mm-hmm.
I do wish they still had the lobster eggs Benedict.
Oh yeah.
Maybe it'll be like a seasonal offering.
That Perhaps. Would be nice because it was delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like a plan. I'm down with that.
And if you try any of these things, please take pictures. And when you post them on Instagram, tag us or use hashtag Diamond at Disney so we can see them.
Nice.
Thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's show. And if you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell.
Oh, bing. Sorry, I wasn't on the spot because my eyes have been watering really bad. It's like I missed my page. Hold on a second. There you go.
You guys are the reason we do the show. So please consider giving us those 5-star reviews as well as sharing the podcast with other fellow Disney foodie listeners because it helps us a lot. You can also support us by shopping our links, Amazon, Disney Store, Kingdom Stroller, and Garden Grocer. Or whatever platform you're listening to us on, you can go ahead and support us there as well.
Nice.
Well, John, where can everybody find us?
All right. Find us in all the social media places. Y'all, we're there. Have at it. Mostly Facebook, though. That's a great way for you to get in touch with us. I'd also encourage you to go ahead and leave a message, too, using our voicemail. Link is in the show notes. We'd like to play your voicemail on an upcoming episode, or just send us those emails. We'd love to hear from you. Yeah, go ahead. Check us out on Instagram. You can check me out on Instagram. I'd love for you to do that there. At AljonGo, AljonGo, on Instagram. Also, check out our sister show, if you would. It's called Skull Rock Podcast. Myself and world-renowned author and Disney creative, former Disney creative director and filmmaker Dave Bossert joins us on the show. We talk about Disney and Imagineering and filmmaking and animation most of all. And it's basically a nice historical look at the Disney Renaissance, all your favorite Disney films growing up. So please check that out. It's Skull Rock Podcast, everywhere you find podcasts. Kat?
You can find me on Instagram at Catastrophe, at C-A-T underscore A-S-T-R-O-P-H-E. And you can check out my podcast, Eat the Pictures, everywhere podcasts are found. If you haven't already, join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks and the Source Radio Fun Zone. Source Radio can be found at SR Sounds and, of course, on their beautiful app. Until next time, unless I win tickets to see Justin Timberlake, I have been Kat. That's been Kristen and Aljon. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.